since the first day of the events happening last month in the south of Sudan, the president continuously kept contacting his brother there, the president Salva. And we are very anxious and worried about what is going on in the south of Sudan, because this war affects greatly Sudan. As you remember, we have reached in negotiations and agreement with the south of Sudan and a bunch of agreements, and we are about to start implementing this. And this, now the war affects this. So this affects greatly our society. We are very keen to reach peace in the south. And we have actually contacts between President Salva and also contacts with Riek Machar. We know the two men very closely. Sudan can be actually a good mediator in solving this problem in the south.
So, Dr. Bilal, let me ask you, are you saying that the government of Sudan in Khartoum is not supporting any of the two sides that are in the conflict in South Sudan?
Definitely no. We cannot actually be part of that, because this affects the good relations we have with the tribes. This event, but a tribal event there. So we cannot at all be part supporting this or against that. It is not wise for us to do that.
You said that President Bashir can play a part in brokering peace. What about the negotiations that began in Addis Ababa? Is President Bashir supporting the effort by IGA to bring about peace?
Sure, we have actually our representative there in Addis Ababa among the IGAD members, and we are supporting this IGAD efforts to reach peace. But now I think Bashir on his visit can even make the two parts even more closer.
The President Bashir is going to meet with President Salva Kiir. Is your president also talking to Riek Machar?
Yes, we talk to him. Maybe Bashir didn't talk to him, but I myself talked to him and others are talking to him. And we are actually making a lot of pressures on the two sides to sit for negotiation and to reach peace.
So your government is committed again to continuing the peace process or the negotiations between South Sudan and your government?
I think this is the only way out. Violence or war itself cannot solve this problem at all. And I think not only Sudan, but others as well, the international community, the neighbors as well, is that they should have exert all their efforts for negotiation. They shouldn't jump to aside one part against the other, because this will not solve the problem, will not solve the problem at all. The South is even more fragile. Unity is also very fragile. And the complexity of diversion in the South is more even, more than just the mother Sudan. So the efforts should be all directed towards negotiations and peace.